As we close out the year, we also look ahead to 2020. The new year will be celebrated as the Year of the Nurse. A key part of keeping nurses on the job is taking care of them and making sure they keep up with their continuing education as part of an added requirement for licensure. Now, the theme of an upcoming workshop is Nursing, Body, Mind, Spirit. Leslie Sullivan sat down with us yesterday afternoon to talk about the acknowledgement of the work that nurses do.
2020 was designated the Year of the Nurse. This is so amazing, by the World Health Organization, which, as you know, Catherine, is the health branch of the United Nations. So this is really a global thing, and they chose 2020. It might sound, you know, a little silly, but it's Florence Nightingale's 200th birthday. And Florence Nightingale was the woman who established nursing as a profession, because nursing was housework, like cooking and sewing and caring for children. But Florence really established the profession by, inaugurating education and a skill set for nurses. It's kind of interesting to me because I was never a history student when I was young, but I learned about the history of nursing, and I like to think about it as good coming out of evil. Obviously, nursing is a great good. It grew out of evil. It grew out of the evolution of technology and warfare. And that was demonstrated in the Crimean War, where Florence Nightingale was. And then in the American Civil War in the United States, we had, Dorothea Dix and Clara Barton. And those were two nurses who were called upon by the armies of the North and South, two women. I shouldn't say nurses, because there was no such thing as a nurse. It was like a, home cook. But the armies of the North and South both sent out calls to women to come and help care for the wounded, because the evolution of military technology was such that the corpsmen in the army could no longer care for the patients. And so women were asked to come forward, and they did, and they brought all their skills with them, which, to us, it's basic skills like hygiene and nutrition, but at the time, it saved thousands and thousands and thousands of lives. When the soldiers returned home, they were so grateful for the nursing care and to the people who provided it that they actually set aside funding for nursing schools. And I'm from Boston, and we had the first nursing school. Wow. So, yeah, very exciting. For me, I think, as the profession becomes more highly regarded, and because we're more visible, then more and more men are joining us. And it's a wonderful thing. It is still predominantly female. That's true. We have about six nurses per 1,000 residents in the United States, but only 1.9 nurses per 1,000 residents in Hawaii. So there is a nursing shortage going on.
And talk
right
about
now.
That, because I know we've done stories where we've had the traveling nurses,
right,
in the specialized fields where we just don't have, the manpower here.
Right. So nursing, as technology evolves, as healthcare technology evolves, nursing is becoming more and more specialized, and nurses have individual skill sets. So in my younger days, a nurse was a nurse was a nurse, and you could go into the hospital and work on essentially any unit. We'd just begun telemetry. It was very basic, and the operating room was very basic, and one nurse could fill in for another. But now we have so many specialties and such diverse body of knowledge. We have nurses who work in the cardiac catheterization lab. We have nurses who take care of mothers and babies. We have nurses in the community. We have nurses who help people be the best they can be across, all subspecialties. That's one of our theories, is that, we want people to be the best they can be and meet them where they are. So, kids in the third grade, we teach them how to brush their teeth. Teenagers, we teach them to stay away from alcohol and drugs. And then all the problems that come along with aging, we take care of patients that are on the heart and lung pump. I mean, obviously, on ventilators. So every skill set is different. And a nurse is not a nurse is not a nurse. And Hawaii, is geographically very separate from the mainland. And I think it's difficult for mainland nurses to uproot themselves and move to Hawaii.
And we've got a situation, too, where nurses have to keep up their education.
Right.
And you've got a big conference coming up.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
So that's really where I live. I've been around for a while. I started as a nurse practitioner in 1981. And I started teaching nursing in 1986. So I always did both things. I taught initially part-time, and then as I got older, I taught full-time, and I saw patients full-time initially and then part-time. We started with continuing education for nurses in Massachusetts and in many states on the mainland, probably back in the late 1980s. And the idea is you can't just graduate from your program, from your baccalaureate or your diploma program or your RN program or now even your DPN and not go to school anymore because technology evolves. I mean, it evolves almost on a daily basis. And, you know, the New England Journal comes out every month and we have a wealth of empirical research in nursing, new skills, new facts, new clinical pearls. So you can't just rely on your fundamental nursing education. As a nurse, you need to stay current with, you know, what's going on now in order to provide the best care for your patients.
And I'm sure it's hard for the nurses here, you know, because, you know, there are certain classes that you need.
Right.
And you're in a particular time frame.
Right. So 3 years ago, the Hawaii State Legislature voted that nurses needed to earn 30 contact hours of continuing education for a 2-year license renewal. And people didn't really know what to do about that. It was new in Hawaii, and there was a lot of conversation and discussion. How are we going to do this? We can't lose our licenses. We need to stay current. And the way the legislation was framed was continuing clinical competency. So that's our goal, is to keep people current and competent. I had moved here from Massachusetts. I retired from UMass Boston and was lucky enough and fortunate enough to be able to relocate to Hawaii and teach at UH. I got a little adjunct job there. And when this legislation passed, people didn't really know what to do. So I and some of my nurse colleagues decided that we would step up to the plate. I had done this before in Massachusetts many years ago. So we corresponded with the American Nurses Association and the Wisconsin Nurses Association, who works with us more directly. And we came up with some curricula that we devised and got it accredited and started offering programs in Hawaii for nurses to keep up their contact hours. And we finished our first licensing cycle back in June, and people got relicensed, and they really enjoyed the conferences. Besides being mandated, we try to make them fun. You know, you can go online and take a distance education program to earn contact hours, but for us, we try to make it an event. So nurses come together. We have good fellowship and camaraderie. We always try to do something with stress management. We open our classes with a little chair yoga, nothing strenuous. I have a good friend who's a cordon bleu chef, and she gives a beautiful catering, breakfast and lunch for our conferences. As I said, it's by nurses for nurses, so we keep the prices very, very low. We don't turn a significant profit, and what we do earn goes back into the program. So now we have a great conference coming up, a celebratory one, in honor of the Year of the Nurse 2020, and it also corresponds with International Women's Day. We're not shunning men. Male nurses are huge feminists. They're amazing. And so the conference in March corresponds with that, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Okay, so the people then that you hope to attract to this conference are the folks that need those credits in order to keep their licensure up.
Yes, that's the motivation, is people, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. We do what we have to do. But the conferences are very enjoyable. And this one in particular, it's called Nursing Body, Mind, Spirit, and it's 2 days. We address the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual needs of all people. Because, as you know, nurses are notoriously selfless. And selfless sounds like a good thing to be, does it not? But for the nurse, it's really not. We place our patients first, and that's why we're the most trusted profession in the United States. For the last 20 years, I think the Gallup polls have said nursing is most trusted, and people feel that we're very invested in them. But the downside is that nurses really don't take very good care of themselves. So our programs have a goal of providing a nurturing experience and teaching nurses how to look after themselves the way they look after others,
right,
which is tough.
Kind of pamper yourself. It's
a little
okay,
bit,
right?
A little
Give them permission
bit.
To do that.
Yeah, it's important. It's important.
The conference is in March, but you need people to sign up in advance.
It's March 10th and 11th in Waikiki. All our conferences pretty much sell out, and this is going to be bigger because we have a bigger, more beautiful venue than ever with, you know, air conditioning and free parking and lots of nice things. But the conferences do sell out, and I hate for nurses to be disappointed, and I try to squeeze people in as best I can. But anyhow, this is March 10th and 11th, and it's in Waikiki. Our website is www.hawaiinursesce.com, hawaiinursesce.com. We have, you know, blogs that come out that support nursing and address different topics in nursing as well as the conferences. And we try to create a mutually supportive and caring community for nurses that sometimes we don't get in the workplace.
Okay, and this conference is going to be at the Alawai?
It's at the golf course.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful venue. As I said, I hope people will take the time to nurture themselves and come and join us.
That was Nurse Leslie Sullivan talking about an upcoming continuing education workshop for nurses. There is an early bird discount, she tells us. Enroll by January 6th, and you'll get a $25 discount. For links, go to our website later at hawaiipublicradio.org.